I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we wrap up our Knoxville Nationals coverage with comments from Victory Lane after Saturday night's running of the 63rd running of the NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals presented by Casey's, in which Kyle Larson won and led all 50 laps. We hear from Larson first, then second place Gio Selzy, and third place in hard charger Corey Day.
Kyle, you just became the second man ever to lead the Nationals flat-to-flat, back-to-back years. What does it mean to have won this race now three times in your career?
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger than Knoxville Nationals, so it feels great to, like you mentioned, lead back-to-back, you know, 50 lappers from start to finish, because there's the best sprint car drivers in the world lined up behind me, and they don't make it easy, so... Yeah, it was a tricky race there. I know at times maybe it doesn't look like it, but you know those lappers were just fast enough around the bottom, and I felt like I was just slowing myself down and was able to get clear of a couple of them and get rolling back near the bottom, and the middle actually came in. So I felt like I strung together some good laps here at the end. So hats off to Paul, Trevor, Doug. It's, you know, everybody knows we've been really bad this year here into the last couple weeks. So. Yeah, they've been working extremely hard. It's been a very disappointing year to our standards. And, you know, for them to just never give up, you know, myself to never give up either, it's tough to do. So, like I said, they work so hard, and all this, you know, goes to them, you know, for continuing to push and push and try and get better and better, because all these teams are racing 90 times a year. We're only getting to race, you know, 25 to 30. So, we have to work extra hard. So, it's... makes these wins feel extra great.
What went through your head when Paul Silva said during the red, we're not going to change the right rear. We're going to leave the same one on the rest of the way.
Were you surprised? I wasn't. anybody who knows Paul knows he's tight with his money, but that had nothing to do with him being tight with his money. So that was just, you know, the tires look brand new. So, I mean, what's the point of changing? You know, I feel like there's been some inconsistencies this year. That we feel anyways, and so you know we were able to leave the first 25. Why put on you know a new set and maybe trick yourself? So yeah, I felt better the second half. He still made some adjustments to the race car, so yeah, that really helped. So thanks to all of our partners, you know, HendrickCars.com, Flow Racing, Fulcom Brothers Trucking, JVI, Durst, Finley Farms, Glenn Stires, everybody. It's cool to have my family here. Cooper wants some attention here, but no. And again, thanks to you fans for coming out. It's a record crowd every day. You know, all of us drivers really appreciate it. I just love this week so much. You're getting to spend the whole time here. You know, thankfully you made it back in time from Richmond. But yeah, I appreciate all the cheers, all the boos, all that. So thank you guys for being fans of sprint car racing, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
My last question for you. In 2024, you ran the Indy 500. You won the Brickyard. Now you won the Knoxville Nationals. Where does Knoxville go on the list for this season?
Yeah, it's anytime you win a crown jewel, it's up there. And you know, to win back-to-back years of the Knoxville Nationals, that puts it right up there as well. So, you know, Donnie Schatz had dominated this place for so long. You know, I feel like we're on our own little string of dominance like he was, you know, with 2020 not really counting. I feel like, you know, we could have four of these things. But it's, like I said, and I keep giving you all the props to the crew over here, and they really deserve it. So, yeah, just a fun year, and look forward to you know, closing out these next few races with hopefully some more wins.
Kyle Larson wins the 2024 Knoxville Nationals.
I feel like you had a really good race, car, particularly mid part of that last 25.
Yeah, I mean, I know I look upset, but I can't be more proud of my guys. Adam has just, you know, come from a Budweiser delivery truck to a crew chief on a sprint car, and I really wish Tim Alico was here to, you know, see us run second. And I mean, I want to win this race more than anything in my life, but man, thank you, Daniel Lasoski, my mom, my dad, everyone on this race team, man. Lose them before you can win them. Yeah, I just couldn't be prouder of my guys. I'm so glad Bob came on this year, and I can't get rid of Aaron, but you know, he's still around. I'm just so proud of you know, Brett, Matt, everyone that's been involved in this race team from the start, you know, in 2013 before I was around, and it's an honor to drive this car.
You found the bottom. It was working.
Yeah, it was. Like I said, testament to Danny. He kind of gave me a pep talk, and so did Don before the feature. I felt so good down there. I just didn't want to go to the top because it looked like it kept getting bigger and bigger. And Jumped over it off four and got to Kyle. You know, I was better than him on the bottom in three and four, and he found his way and left me. So the race is 50 laps, not 30, unfortunately. So just my car was amazing. You don't get these chances very often. You got to take advantage of them when you get them.
You should have put your hands together for this, folks. Corey Day is also the Hard Charger. You won the Hard Charger Award as well. Boy, you were coming on at the end there. Just couldn't give him that much of a head start.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man, I feel like we had a really good car there. You know, a caution on that last run would have helped, I think. But, yeah, just hats off to my guys. To run third here and get beat by, you know, Kyle and Gio is awesome. I mean, you know, you always want to win. And but, man, yeah, just got to give it up to him. You know, we weren't too great on Wednesday night in the feature there and, you know, got our car a lot better there. So hats off to the track crew. I know everyone probably gave him crap all week for what the track was, but it turned out great there.
And that was the podium finishers for Saturday's championship race of the 63rd running of the NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals presented by Casey's. That completes our Knoxville Nationals coverage on KNIA KRLS. Thank you for tuning in and listening to many of our interviews, features, and highlights. We hope to return next year for the 64th running of the Knoxville Nationals on KNIA.